in addition to my gay and straight friends from my private lives. Needless to say, as the drinking increased, things became ever more confused. Eventually, the pressures became too great. I had formed a serious relationship and decided that I could no longer carry on the deception. Instead, I would change careers and go into teaching. For a while, things seemed to be going well, but the slide toward active alcoholism was slowly accelerating. I had had my first blackout several years before. At that time, I told myself that if it ever happened again, I would stop drinking. It happened again, and again, and again. But I didn't stop. I was always able to come up with some explanation, excuse, or rationalization that justified my continued drinking. In time, personality changes began to occur with regularity when I drank. I had always had a sharp tongue. When drinking, I frequently became vitriolic. At other times, I could be charming and affectionate, sometimes too much so. People never knew just what I would do or say. After a few years, I was a nightly blackout drinker. My lover drank heavily as well, and I began to compare my drinking with his. I argued to myself that I could not have a problem because his drinking was worse than mine at times. In fact, I suggested that he might try AA. When he did try this fellowship, I did all I could to undermine his efforts to get sober. His recovery would present an obvious, if unacknowledged, threat to my drinking. Eventually, the stress became too much, and we broke up, but not before I had succeeded in undermining his recovery. The slide continued. Most of my friends were unwilling